Blog Talk Radio.
Yell at the wee child. I am the only adult in the house, so trying to keep her occupied while watching her and doing this. This is going to be fun. All right, so I'm on and off lately. New job, if anybody didn't hear. I got stuff to talk about, but first I wanted to play something which I feel is important that maybe a lot of people haven't heard yet or paid attention to. So we're going to run through it one more time.
Hi, everyone. My name is Greta Thunberg. I am a 16-year-old climate activist from Sweden. I am grateful for being with you here in the USA, a nation that to many is the country of dreams. I also have a dream. I have a dream that people in power, as well as media, start treating this crisis like the existential emergency it is. So then I could go home to my sister Beata and my dogs, because I miss them. In fact, I have many dreams. This is the year 2019. This is not the time and place for dreams. This is the time to wake up. This is the moment in history we need to be wide awake. And yet, wherever I go, I seem to be surrounded by fairy tales, business leaders, elected officials, all across the political spectrum, spending their time making up and telling bedtime stories that soothe us, that make us go back to sleep. These are feel-good stories about how we are going to fix everything, how wonderful everything is going to be when we have solved everything. It is time to face the reality, the facts, the science. And the science doesn't mainly speak of great opportunities to create the society we always wanted. It tells of unspoken human sufferings, which will get worse and worse the longer we delay action. Stop telling people that everything will be fine, when in fact, as it looks now, it won't be very fine. Some of you may have heard that we have 12 years, as from January 1st, 2018, to cut our emissions carbon dioxide in half, but I guess that hardly any of you have heard that is for a 50% chance of staying below a 1.5 degrees Celsius global temperature rise above pre-industrial levels. 50% chance. So a 50% chance, a statistical flip of a coin. Would any one of you step onto a plane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? More to the point, would you put your children on that flight? We had, on January 1st, 2018, about 420 gigatons of CO2 left to emit in that carbon dioxide budget. And of course, that number is much lower today, as we emit about 42 gigatons of CO2 every year, if you include land use. With today's emissions levels, that remaining budget is gone within less than 8.5 years. These numbers are not my opinions. They aren't anyone's opinions or political views. This is the current best available science, though a great number of scientists suggest even these figures are too moderate. These are the ones that have been accepted by all nations through the IPCC. The USA is the biggest carbon polluter in history. It is also the world's number one producer of oil. And yet, you are also the only nation in the world that has signaled your strong intention to leave the Paris Agreement. Because, quote, it was a bad deal for the USA. 420 gigatons of carbon dioxide left to emit on January 1st, 2018. Now that figure is already down to less than 360 gigatons. These numbers are very uncomfortable. But people have the right to know. And the vast majority of us have no idea these numbers even exist. In fact, not even the journalists that I meet seem to know they exist. Not to mention the politicians. And yet, they all seem so certain that their political plan will solve the entire crisis. But how can we solve a problem that we don't even fully understand? How can we leave out the full picture and the current best available science? I believe there's a huge danger in doing so. Our main enemy right now is not our political opponents. Our main enemy now is physics. We cannot make deals with physics. Thank you.
So, if you could hear that, those were very, very powerful words. And she came, really? You're going to take blankets? Okay. Whatever makes you happy. Sorry about that, guys. I've got things set up a little bit differently because I'm letting my mom use my Mac right now, her computer. She let another person, it's just like a car. If you build your own car and then you let someone tinker with it, it's not going to work anymore. So we started with that because I do feel like that has a lot of kind of what to do in the sections that I'm bringing up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I got global warming shit. See, I live in Florida. And where I live, we're in a very high point. So flooding really isn't a problem here in most areas where I live. But people from down south are moving up here because they're going to be underwater soon. We are booming. They're building more highway. They're taking away more trees. More land is going to buildings and highway. It's fucking disgusting. But it's because everyone has to move up here. So I don't know. Anyway, we know the seas are rising. And that tells you right there we're running out of time with how much carbon production we have to even bring down. And I mean, she nailed a lot of it. And obviously, no, that's not political fact or political opinion. That is scientific fact. Speaking of, anybody hear this? 14 fear dead in New Zealand volcano eruption. Right now the search is on and continuing on White Island after the volcano erupted on Monday afternoon. Dead and missing, at least 6 people have been confirmed dead and 8 are missing. Officials have warned that they don't believe there are any survivors on the island. The horrific injuries, many survivors suffered extensive burns to their bodies and lungs. Every burns unit in the county is at full capacity. Wow. It's crazy. I mean, it will not be long before we start having more earthquakes and actual our own volcanic activity if we continue like business as usual. So I have some stuff, and as I mentioned in the tag, it doesn't follow our, you know what? I'm going to stop right here for a second. It seems like if you say, the words white after something, like I said I would have used her for toilet paper, the dumb white bitch. My mom's white. I'm sorry, I'm half white. I can say that. But somebody didn't like that. So they can go on about their bullshit, threatening lives. But when I say if that bitch would have touched my kid, yada, yada, I would have used her as toilet paper. Sorry, I would defend my child. And that lady was definitely being a racist. I'm sorry, if you're racist, you're a dumb white bitch. Like, seriously, I'm a happy bro. Like, I'm not even proud, and I love my mom. And she's never owned a slave, and they've had slaves in their family who were slaves because they were fucking Irish. But, you know, everyone's an immigrant or came from immigrants if you're not Native American, so suck a dick. Anyway, so I think I'm in FB jail, but we'll see in a second. I guess I'm not in jail and it worked. Okay. I don't know. It's like, it's not, so I don't know. I'm not in jail. So I just want to read my stuff that I got. Jeez, people. Oh my God. Sorry about that. So while all this impeachment bullshit is going and he's literally setting his ass on fire on Twitter, and we keep getting new evidences as things go along, and the way these assholes are carrying themselves like bored teenagers who are in trouble, they're mad they got caught, it's fucking ridiculous. Why do you get to live lavishly and get all this money while you're committing treason against the United States? Colluding with the government. Why aren't the and not wanting to fucking testify? Ignoring subpoenas? Why aren't you in fucking jail? So while all this is going on, and Trump's being a fucking twat waffle, Trump is set to meet with Russia's top diplomat on Tuesday. Why? What the fuck? He set to meet the top diplomat to discuss bilateral relations that in recent years have reached Cold War era lows, with tensions flaring over Syria and Ukraine. Oh, you mean you made room for him to take over a whole entire base? Yeah. And you did what? You betrayed the Kurds after they fought basically ISIS for us? Jesus Christ. I don't know. This sounds like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's bullshit. So we're going to continue on. So I have no way. No way is this happening right now. I got to answer this. Yeah.
I'll be there just about 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm doing a quick show really quick because I gotta go after everything. I won't have time today.
I let her rub my arms. She's really good.
All right, well, I'm almost done. So it's just
okay.
A quick one.
I'll be here in a minute. And I just got some.
Okay, I'm on the radio.
I'll be here.
Okay, oh, all right. Bye.
You're outraged by the cards.
I literally just got interrupted. So right now, that's all I'm going to do right now. We'll come back to this. We're going to do a two-part. I got to go help my mom bring groceries in. Well, that's all I have today, folks. We'll get back with that. I'm not going to delete this episode. Fuck it. So I'll be back on probably later before I leave, because I'm about to be gone for about 24 hours, so I won't be able to be on. Bye!